We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, valuable viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environs, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Douai, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, S.A. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca, TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC-CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Colombian youth sing to help bring about social changes. In animal news, 8 potentially new species of fish are discovered in Bali ocean waters. In education news, an Ethiopian school provides learning opportunities to disadvantaged children. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 23rd, is Luxembourg's National Day, also called Grand Duke's Official Birthday, which was established in 1961. It celebrates the birthday of His Royal Highness Henry, the present Grand Duke of Luxembourg. Committed to helping young people, His Royal Highness is an honorary trustee of the Mentor Foundation, which strives to prevent substance abuse and promote well-being in the youth. Also dedicated to protecting the right to life, His Royal Highness was honored in 2009 with the Cardinal Vang Thuong Prize. A country containing many picturesque castles, Luxembourg is located between France and Germany. Historic parts of its scenic capital city, Luxembourg, are a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. We respectfully wish Your Royal Highness excellent health and a wonderful birthday in the company of loved ones. May the kind citizens of Luxembourg have a fantastic National Day.
Lion News. China continues to reel under worst flooding in 60 years. On Monday, June 20th, China's Ministry of Civil Affairs said at least 175 people had lost their lives and 86 others were missing since torrential rains began in southern and eastern China on June 3rd. The rains, which followed one of the worst droughts in over 5 decades, caused flooding that has also been ranked as the most severe in nearly 60 years. Over 36 million people have been affected, with 1.6 million displaced from their homes in more than 10 provinces, as well as in Guangxi Zhuang Autonomous Region and Chongqing Municipality.
On Wednesday afternoon, the nation braced for even more precipitation with the arrival of tropical storm Haima, as all passenger ships in southern Zhongzhou Strait were halted due to gusting winds. The storm also brought strong winds and rain to Hong Kong on Wednesday, halting some ferry and cable car services and suspending classes in several schools.
Meanwhile, a more powerful system known as Tropical Storm Miri in the seas east of the Philippines was forecast to hit Formosa or Taiwan on Friday before bringing rain to Shanghai, China and the province of Zhejiang.
Upon receiving updates of the disaster on June 18th, Supreme Master Ching Hai had immediately offered $20,000, sending all her love and sorrowful prayers as she asked that our nearby association members please go, if possible, to help those most in need. This amount could obtain $128,000 in relief items acquired in the United States based on the cost of living in China.
Our appreciation all officials and personnel working to assist the storm-stricken residents, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her unconditional support. We pray for the soon restored stability of the people's daily lives, as well as the subsiding of all such weather extremities through our more caring stewardship of the ecosphere.
Volcanic ash from Chile grounds Australian and New Zealand flights once more. As the ash cloud from Chile's Puyehue Cordon Caule volcano complex circled the world for a second time, Australia and New Zealand air travel was disrupted once again. Over 120,000 passengers, including South African President Jacob Zuma, were stranded on Tuesday, June 21st, when Australian airlines such as Qantas, Virgin, Jetstar, and Tiger cancelled flights in the Australian cities of Sydney, Melbourne, Perth, Canberra, Adelaide, and Hobart. Qantas also cancelled services across the Tasman Sea to and from New Zealand on Wednesday, while Virgin Australia cancelled its New Zealand flights indefinitely.
With the base of the ash plume floating at a height of 7,300 metres as of Wednesday, operators such as Air New Zealand said they would fly at lower altitudes to be able to maintain domestic flight service, while Qantas and Virgin Australia began to resume flights to and from Sydney and Melbourne, Australia. Our appreciation all airline officials and other personnel for your safety precautions. May such dangerous circumstances soon be curbed through humanity's eco-balancing actions.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Tôi yêu người mãi mãi. chết thay người, chín xuôi sẽ ngậm cười. Trong cổng đêm đêm bao mệnh người, ôi sao người đẹp quá, tôi mãi nhìn không ngơi. Ôi bàn tay dịu mát làm tươi cả cuộc đời. Tôi yêu người mãi mãi, tôi dù chết thay người, tôi dù chết thay người, chín xuôi sẽ ngậm cười.
We can still save the planet.
Day 580.
Be vegan, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Citizens speak out. Across the globe, voices are unifying in Afghanistan, Bahrain, China, France, Italy, Libya, Northern Ireland, Palestine, Senegal, Syria and Yemen as people call for basic rights, jobs, dignity and democracy in their countries.
Senegal. Senegalese riot police dispersed a rally on June 16th protesting a proposed constitutional amendment which would allow President Abdoulaye Wade to be re-elected to a third term in office by winning only 25% of an initial round of votes.
China. In the city of Zhencheng, where police say that 25 people have been arrested thus far in relation to demonstrations on June 10th, Chinese officials on Monday announced rewards of residency permits, $1,500 in cash, and outstanding migrant worker status to anyone who could provide information about the identity of other people participating that day in protests that were sparked after the alleged mistreatment by security guards of a pregnant migrant worker.
Meanwhile, prominent Chinese artist and activist Ai Weiwei was released on bail Wednesday after a two-month imprisonment. Concerned that restrictions are still being imposed, Amnesty International called for the lifting of all such limits on his freedom of expression.
France. On Wednesday, activists in Paris, France protested financial speculation in the food markets and its effect on rising prices as the group of 20 agriculture ministers met to discuss solutions to the urgent global food security issue.
Northern Ireland. On Monday and Tuesday in Belfast, some of the worst riots in years broke out in a small Catholic community near a mainly Protestant region of the city. Police tried to keep the two groups apart as hundreds clashed, with three people who were injured, one of whom was a reporter. Addressing the community and the nation, Assistant Chief Constable Alistair Finlay appealed for calm, saying that violence would only bring unwanted consequences and attention, as he called for dialogue to understand the reasons and to find solutions to the unrest.
Italy. Following protests by Naples residents over the health risks and unbearable stench created by months of garbage that has accumulated in the city streets, newly elected Mayor Luigi De Magistris called an emergency meeting to resolve the issues that include a shortage of treatment facilities and opposition to a proposed landfill site.
Mauritania. Magharibia Press reports that the Tawassul Party submitted a legislative amendment to protect freedom of expression by eliminating prison sentences for press offenses.
Bahrain, a military court sentenced 10 well-known activists to life in prison on June 22nd on charges that they had plotted a coup during protests over the last few months, while 11 others on trial received sentences of between 2 and 15 years.
Citizens responded in anger to the rulings and poured into Manama's city streets in protest, where Associated Press reported that they were stopped by police with tear gas as they tried to reach the central square. Meanwhile, those being jailed pledged to continue their peaceful demands for rights and freedom while in prison.
Syria. On Tuesday, French Prime Minister François Fillon urged the United Nations to speak out against Syria's brutal crackdown on pro-democracy protests, as several Western governments continue to draft a UN Security Council resolution.
The following day, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon renewed previous calls for the Syrian government to communicate meaningfully with fellow citizens and allow fact-finding and humanitarian missions in the country. Also on Wednesday, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualem pledged the emergence of an exemplary democracy within 3 months through government reforms.
Libya. During the visit of Mr. Mahmoud Jibril, senior foreign affairs official of the Libyan Activists National Transitional Council, or NTC, on Wednesday, Chinese Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi affirmed his country's recognition of the Activists' Council as an important dialogue partner that has greatly developed its representation of fellow co-citizens. Minister Yang also called on both sides in Libya to make efforts toward resolving issues through dialogue rather than conflict.
In sadness for the lives lost and all who have been afflicted, we pray for the conflicts in every country to cease, so that global citizens may choose to share peaceful, free, and dignified lives.
We welcome you, dear friends.
U.S. First Lady makes Goodwill African tour. As part of a visit to promote women's and youth development in Africa, First Lady Michelle Obama and her daughters Malia and Sasha were welcomed first in Pretoria, South Africa on Monday, June 20th. After visiting several sites related to the historical pursuit of equality and civil rights, she was granted a rare visit with former South African President Nelson Mandela on Tuesday, who she later said that despite health concerns, appeared strong and happy.
On Wednesday, the First Lady delivered a keynote address in Soweto, attended by 75 young female entrepreneurs from across the continent as part of a conference to discuss women's leadership and participation. First Lady Michelle Obama, we are touched by your warm-hearted diplomacy in seeking to uplift the lives of others. May the rest of your travels be fruitful, as many in Africa and across the globe are surely inspired toward beneficial change for themselves and their societies.
Save Our Planet, a study released on June 19, 2011, by Canadian researchers, states that although tree planting to replace deforested areas has environmental benefits, it is not effective in cooling global temperatures and should not be considered a substitute for reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
Save Our Planet, a study published in the June 2011 Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, has found that the sea level is currently rising along the U.S. Atlantic coast faster than at any time in the past 2,000 years due to increasing global temperatures caused by climate change.
Hi there! I'm Billy the Goat. My diet consists of delicious plant foods. Today's tip is for car owners. It's a good idea to prepare for the possibility of changing a flat tire by first practicing to use a car jack. Consult the manual for details in the operation. Please remember to put manual transmissions in first or reverse gears and make sure you are on level ground before attempting to use it. Thank you for tuning in and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now for the worldwide weather.
In cultural news, Colombian youth sing for change. Almost 30 young people who have been displaced in Buenaventura, Colombia, have joined together to create music. Through their songs, they promote attaining and enhancing public living spaces such as parks and sport venues. With the help of the United Nations Refugee Agency, the group, which writes their own material, has produced a music video filmed in a local neighborhood. Our hats off to you, young Colombians of Buenaventura. May heaven bless you with the soon realization of the peaceful and vibrant society which you are working towards.
In animal news, 8 potentially new species of fish are found in the Bali ocean waters. A 2011 Marine Rapid Assessment Program, or RAP, survey conducted by the Conservation International, or CI, discovered the two types of cardinal fish, two kinds of dottybacks, a garden eel, sand perch, fang blenny, and a goby. In addition, the existence of a Euphyllia bubble coral was reported. Scientists from CI have documented over 950 species of reef fish and close to 400 types of coral during two recent surveys of the waters. Kudos Conservation International for your important monitoring of these vibrant waters. Also, congratulations Bali on your rich biodiversity. May the myriad life in your abundant seas flourish evermore. Coming up, an Ethiopian school provides opportunities for students and their families. We'll have some quiet time with God. Be right back. More visionary news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gracious news for a refined world. In education news, an Ethiopian school provides learning opportunities to disadvantaged children. The USA-based cable news channel CNN recently featured a story on Fresh and Green School in Keteme, an underserved area of Addis Ababa, the capital city of the nation. Founded over a decade ago by Ms. Mude Mituku, besides lessons, the school offers 3 meals a day to the students. Furthermore, it assists their families in developing means of earning a livelihood. Ms. Mituku said, "We hope to instill a spirit of giving and compassion in the children, so they go on to give back to the school and their community." Our heartfelt appreciation, Ms. Mude Mituku and Fresh and Green School, for your devotion to the lovely Ethiopian children. Thank you also, CNN, for highlighting these laudable efforts. May all youngsters have bright and happy futures with heaven's blessings.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Young Love.
A third grader went home and told her mother she was in love with a classmate and was going to marry him. The mother said, "That's okay, but does he have a job?" So the little girl said, "Yes, yes, he erased the blackboard in our class."
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I'm really glad to see Supreme Master Xinhai teach how to meditate with the convenient method through this constructive channel. It's a good opportunity for everyone. Thank you so much. We work from Bangkok, Thailand.
Caring viewer, thank you for your supportive note. Supreme Master Xinhai has graciously encouraged all world citizens to join in meditations and prayers for world vegan, world peace. More information is freely accessible at www.suprememastertv.com/worldvegan. May Buddha bless you and all the gentle people of Thailand with inner contentment and plentitude.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May we cherish all life on our lovely planet.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
After the 192-member UN General Assembly votes unanimously in favor of Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's continued leadership of the United Nations, he was sworn in on Tuesday, June 21st, for a second 5-year term. Our hearty congratulations, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, as we wish you much success in bridging harmony in the world.
In presenting a bill for financial reforms on Tuesday, June 21st, Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi wins a confidence vote in the lower parliament, with the leader affirming the nation's economic and political stability in a speech the following day.
Highlighting their country's long-standing friendship, Sri Lankan President Mahinda Rajapakse and Chinese President Hu Jintao agree to expand shared endeavors in fields that include economy, education, and culture.
To celebrate Midsummer's Eve, France hosts the annual Festival of Music with 450 concerts in Paris that are joined by countless other cities across the nation, and more than 100 countries also participating, with another 850 free concerts being held worldwide.
Due to the mishandling of income from natural resources on Native American lands, a U.S. federal judge awards a $3.4 billion U.S. settlement, with $1.4 billion U.S. to be shared among 300,000 Native Americans, and the rest going to a $2 billion fund to purchase land for them.
In a medical first, a 63-year-old U.S. man, blind in one eye for more than half a century following a childhood accident, has his vision restored after his retina is reattached as part of a glaucoma treatment, with doctors hopeful that this approach will benefit other patients as well.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.